Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, you got to be honest with yourself. There's something annoying about you that people always call out. I know for me, it's just my existence.
Carson.
617-931-1234. And my need to be right all the time is super annoying.
Just a bit.
Just a bit. And I get that. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text. What is annoying about you? Kennedy has some audio here. Do you want to set it up
before I play it? Please do. So listen, guys. There's something about me that since grade school, folks have said. And then when I got into this industry where I speak on a microphone for a living, it becomes a little more pronounced. And there are people who love it or they hate it. It is like mayonnaise or tomatoes. There is no middle ground. And I want to be very clear before I play this. My feelings are not hurt. I am not upset. I am totally at peace with this because I know it to be factual and true. So I appreciate anyone who might be concerned for me or my mental health. I promise this ain't it.
We're here for laughs, guys.
We're here for laughs, and this is it. So I'm not going to use names or whatever, but when I was out at an appearance recently, a gal came up and said hi, but she just wanted to be honest, because you know what? We're all friends here.
All right, Kennedy. Every once in a while, you're annoying.
Can you give specific examples?
It's the laugh.
I have an immediate question.
Go on.
Because she drove here to see you.
Yep.
How did this subject get broached quick meeting?
I truthfully can't remember because it happened and I kind of took a beat and I kind of walked away for a second and then I was like, well, I have to get this. I have to record this. And then I tried to record some more because she kind of kept going and she's like, right. No, don't. I don't mean it. I don't mean to be mad. And I'm like, No, it's fine. Because you're not the first person or the last person who will ever say this to me.
I respect that she drove there and said it to your face.
You know, but yeah, it just kind of popped up in conversation. And I said,
all right,
I know,
Kennedy,
I've heard that.
Every once in a while, you're annoying.
Can you give specific examples?
It's the laugh.
I remember one time, many years ago, we were interviewing for a job. And I had to have a conversation. I was having a conversation. It was like a first phone call with somebody about us potentially interviewing. Like, mm-hmm. You know, they had reached out. We had sent a demo. And so the person that I talked to was like, well, if I'm being honest, we really just want to talk to you. We don't really, the woman that you work with.
The woman. I love it. Not your name. Go on.
It was a long time ago. They might have said your name.
Doubt it.
Yeah. They were like, her laugh, we're just not. So if you would like to have a conversation with this, we'd like to have a conversation with you, but she's not going to be involved. I'm like, you guys are morons. You're missing the star of the show. And I love that laugh.
When we first moved here, our first boss said something, brought us into the office one day, played us back in air check and said, yeah, it's really loud.
Really? I don't remember
and
that.
And I don't know. I mean, I have over the years, I know if I laugh, I kind of move away from the mic a little bit. I
so
do.
It's not,
I
it
do.
Because
it can be, I think, if I get to going.
It is.
I mean?
And it's wild to
but
me.
But it's
because
part of who I am, and there's nothing I can do about it. And I know a lot of it is nervous, too. I tend to laugh after I say something.
Same.
If I'm unsure or if whatever the case might be, it just kind of follows. And I know that. But it is what it is, man. And that's okay. If you don't like it, that's fine with me.
And
I can't change it.
I am
it is what
a
it is.
Nerd for radio. And I am a nerd for audio. I can recognize people's voices. Like, these are things that have been a part of my world for my entire life. And never, not once, have I ever heard your laugh and thought that was annoying. Ever.
Yeah, I can't believe that for
it is true. I've never thought. In fact, it's always been the opposite. I'm like, if I get Kennedy to laugh, I've done something right.
Yeah.
Like, that's always been my goal, is to get you to laugh.
Yeah, I actually like your laugh, too. And yeah, I sit 5 feet from you.
It's funny. It's one of those things, you know, if I go out, you know, like, people don't really always know what we look like, right? Mm-hmm. But if I go somewhere and I'm sitting maybe at a restaurant and I start to laugh, like, it's at those times that somebody might look over and go, or find a way to come over, are you Kennedy? It's because of my laugh.
It's
not because of my speaking voice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when you get really going, you start to snort.
Yep.
All right, Kennedy. Every once in a while, you're annoying.
Can you give specific examples?
It's the laugh.
I wish we had a hyper edit of your laugh now that I'm thinking about it. I'm so mad I didn't think
of
that
beforehand.
I could literally
go, if you give me 5 minutes, I can go find enough to get you what
you
need. That I can do.
617-931-1234. We would love for you to call and share what people say is annoying about you. Maybe it is your laugh. I would love to hear other people laugh on the show who people say their laugh is annoying. That would be funny, too.
From the 978, as president of the Chipmunk Laugh Society, I take offense on your behalf.
President of the CLS?
Who knew?
All right, 617-931-1234. We'll do that coming up next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.